Thanks for listening to Mike Douglas, Michigan's retirement coach.
And I'm Heather Branch, here with Mike, asking for his ideas on the things that you can be working on now to better prepare for your financial future. LifePlanWealth.com is where you can start your own conversation with Mike and his team. We also have links posted in the show notes, so you can just click there if that's more convenient. Or again, find us at LifePlanWealth.com. So I mean, I might as well just jump right in and open up the can of worms. Just say the word. Social Security. Just say it. Social Security.
Just get it. Rip the Band-Aid off. Social Security.
It is an election year. Is that going to come up at all?
Yeah, and nobody's going to do anything about it.
Are all the politicians in Washington, D.C. just going to be like, nope, it's not happening until 2034? They say if they don't change something, it'll become insolvent. 2034?
Actually, I saw a study yesterday that said 2033.
Great, it's getting closer. I feel like all the politicians are like, nope, we'll deal with it in 2033. Yeah. Am I wrong?
They'll talk about it, and they'll say how the other side's to blame, and then they'll both spend our money. That's the thing.
And you and I will be sitting over here sad.
Yeah.
Watching it happen.
I ain't ever going to get it. It's fine. But yeah, and that's what they'll do. It'll be a topic of conversation with like pointed fingers and, oh no, that's the problem. This is the problem. And not like a, we all are collectively spending too much money problem.
Uh-huh. No, okay. No, nobody's spending too much money. How dare you?
If I get elected, I promise you to not do anything about it. That would be an honest statement.
What if every politician had to run with honest campaign slogans? How
like
different
liar,
this
liar.
World would be.
Remember Liar Liar was like, the pen is royal blue. Yeah. The same type of thing where they get up with the speech prepared and they go to talk and just the honest words come out of their mouth.
Have I told you my husband's theory? My husband, you know how the NASCAR drivers have to wear, they wear all of the badges of all the people that are sponsoring?
Oh.
My husband's like, you know what
sponsored
they should require
suits?
By law is that the politicians have to put badges of everybody that they that put paid
take
towards their,
yeah.
they take money from or put money toward their campaign or anything. Can you imagine?
The size of the suits they would have to wear.
Listen.
They need like a train
like
off the back.
The trains, like the bridal dresses, veils.
Right. And before, and like NASCAR drivers do at the start of every statement, they have to start with, I'd like to thank the NRA. I'd like to thank the Dairy Commission. I'd like to thank the FDA. I'd like to thank, you know, they go down their list.
The Farmers of America. Yep.
Oh,
not that I'm hating on the farmers. Don't
no,
come
no.
at me, farmers. I love my farmers.
But everybody
this
has
about
a
the
lobbyist.
Politicians.
Everybody has
lobbyist.
A lobbyist.
Well, let's talk about the situation that is Social Security. I guess maybe not even about what may or may not happen with it, because here's the other thing also is that I think the thing that we all agree on is they're going to fix it. They have to fix it. They can't let it just fall apart. It's going to change in some way, shape, or form. It has to change, but also they're going to fix it. So let's just go ahead and take a politician standpoint and say, let's talk about that later.
Yeah, it's
and
a
let's
separate podcast.
We're
not solving the problem today. We're just
there
dealing with it.
So just thinking about how to make it work for us, because when it comes to just doing the math, I mean, Social Security is just one part of our retirement plan that we've got to figure out. But it's incredible to think about all the different ways that you can play the Social Security game. Mm-hmm. There are more and more people, as we know, turning 65 this year. It's a record rate that the boomers are turning 65. And it's happening at greater amounts than any other time in history. And thinking about that retirement age, you may be wondering yourself how much you're going to get in Social Security. According to the government, the average number that we can expect is about $1,500 a month, which is $18,000 a year. But then if you wait until 70, that goes up to almost $2,000 a month. And so basically, the more money you get from Social Security, I guess the idea is the less money you have to pay out of your own pocket from your own savings account. But how do you begin to figure out what's best, to how to calculate it? Where do you start?
Yeah, so Social Security is one of those things. Whenever I do like a workshop or whenever I talk to people about finances, people always say, when should I take Social Security? Like it's a, like I should say 62.
Right, like
you
it's
know,
a
like
number.
It's a blanket thing.
Yeah.
It really is situation by situation, but here's what you need to calculate in. You need to look at the holistic picture. Number one, how much do we have in savings? And if I wait on Social Security, is it going to drain my savings? So if you need $3,000 a month of income out of your investments or Social Security or a combination of the two, that's $36,000 a year net after tax, which means more like $42,000. Mm-hmm. If you only have $100,000 saved and you say, but I don't want to take Social Security because I want more Social Security. Well, you got about 2.5 years before you run out of cash and you don't want to ever end up in that position. So you need to calculate that out. Assets versus income. Do you have enough to float, or is floating yourself through your investments and waiting on Social Security the right thing when it potentially debilitates the growth potential? You take 500,000, you lower down to 300,000 because you wait for so long between the two of you. And all of a sudden now it takes forever to make that couple hundred thousand dollars back, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's those calculations to run. The second thing to think about is the wait worth it? You know, there's a certain point at which there's a crossover. You know, if I take it at 65 or 67 or 70, when does it make sense? Because if you run a projection out to age 100, it will almost always look like you should have waited. And say, oh, okay, well, I'll wait till 70 and then get the highest maximum benefit. And that looks good, except for when you think about the fact that you gave up a lot of money along the way. So for the numbers you just gave, we said people at 65 on average get $1,500 a month.
Yeah.
People at 70 get almost $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
So by waiting 5 years, you get $500 more a month, right?
Okay.
So that's $6,000 a year extra you get because you waited, which is great. Mm-hmm. Nobody's mad at an extra $6,000 a year.
Right.
You gave up $90,000 because you gave up the $1,500 a month, which is $18,000 a year. You could have gotten that at 65. 66, 67, 68, and 69. So for 5 years, you gave up $18,000 a year.
Okay.
To get $24,000 a year. So you missed $90,000 that now.
Up front. So it's kind of like we're flipping the idea around. Like that's one way to look at it. The $1,500 a month versus $2,000 a month. But here's the flip side of that is essentially what we're doing here.
Okay. Because instead, you know, we get enticed by $500 more a month, but you just give up $90,000 to get there.
First 5 years, got it.
Yeah. So how many years is it going to take me at $6,000 more a year to make up for the shortage?
Okay.
It's going to take me 15 years. 15 years times $6,000 more a year is $90,000. So after 15 years, I will have made up the $90,000 I missed.
Okay. So now you've started at 70. You gotta be living good
past 85.
Long and hard past 85 in order for it to have been worth it.
Right. And along the way, what could the $90,000 have done? Because on top of that, not only did you wait, but most likely if you weren't working, you pulled from your investments. So it's not just that you foregone the $90,000 you could have had, but you also started pulling from your investments if you needed it along the way. Some people don't need it, but if you did, you were pulling from your investments along the way.
If you're retired, if you're still working, maybe between 65 and 70, okay. But if you're retired, you got to have something.
Got to get paid.
Yeah.
And so if you gave up 90 and you pulled out over the course of 5 years, let's say you only pulled out $15,000 a year. Uh-huh. That's $75,000. So I gave up 90 and I pulled out 75. I'm down $165,000 to get $6,000 more a year. The math oftentimes doesn't work out. It really doesn't make sense, in my opinion, if you have similar Social Security benefits between you and a spouse.
Okay.
But if you're dealing with a situation where you say, we don't really need the income and my wife is 15 years younger than me and I'd like a survivorship benefit from her because I will die first, right? Mm-hmm. And you say that she's going to live a long time without me. Since we don't need it, I'd rather let my benefit grow to the maximum it can be at age 70. And that way, when I die, she gets my benefit, especially if it's like a stay-at-home spouse where they're not going to get that much. So as a result, I'd like her to have a larger Social Security benefit. So I will work longer or I will make the adjustments. Those are the situations where you might want to. But there's a great quote that checks that clear are better than checks that are promised. So if they're actually paying Social Security benefits today and by 2033 or 35 or 37 or whatever, they're going to cut the benefits. Get full benefits now. Load up, stock up, save up. And if you don't need the money, invest the money. There are some people who at full retirement age, they just take it and add it like a contribution to their retirement accounts.
The point you were just making, though, I mean, is that something that if somebody is able to get full benefits right now, knowing where Social Security is headed, you should go ahead and take it because they're probably not going to mess with people that are already taking it if and when they have to change things? Or is it we can't predict?
So what they say on the website right now is that they'll be cutting all benefits by up to 20% in 2033. Okay. That means those received and those that are promised.
Okay.
So that's the terminology they're using.
But then maybe another case in point, it's like get what you can get now while you can get it.
Right. That's the old a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Right.
You know, that's the idea is that if they're going to give me checks right now, even if I don't need it. Now, you have to be careful if you're working and you're under full retirement age. They have an income limit of how much you can earn. And then once you go above that income limit of about $21,000, they start withholding your Social Security from you. So there's strategies that that's why it takes more than just a when should I, how should I. It's a detailed process. On our website, on lifeplanwealth.com, there's a button that says start your retirement roadmap today. Mm-hmm. We go through and build these custom Social Security analyzer reports where we try to optimize it and get the best. But it's not just by saying anybody can print off the list. Social Security will give the list. At 62, you get this. At 63, you get this, all the way to age 70. But that's not a retirement plan. That's just a statement of income. Mm-hmm. And then when you wait, what does it cost you? If you take it early, what does it benefit you? Or does it cost you to take it early because you're still working and there's income limits? That's where having a financial coach, a retirement coach who walks through and says, no, we're going to use this plus this plus this to get that. Not just say, here's one thing. I'm a coach. I'm not going to coach one player and hope we all win, right? You're going to make sure that the whole team is working off the same play. And that's what you build in the plan. So on our website, start your retirement roadmap today, click that button, and we start having these conversations to make sure that your Social Security decisions are not one-off isolated events, but they are tied to the overall plan.
What's interesting, again, that idea that people come to you and they say, so when should I take Social Security? People think that it's just like, all you have to decide when it comes to Social Security is an age. The fact that there is so, just Social Security alone, there's so many things you have to consider. And when it comes to how you want to take it and what you can do, and if you have a spouse, making sure that you're doing the math there correctly, because that can be flubbed up if you don't know what you're doing in that space. Again, Social Security, just one thing that we now have to figure out and figure out how to make it work best for us and our spouse and our family. So Mike is here to help you do it. You don't have to do it alone. Michigan's retirement coach, ready to help you get to work. Again, our website, lifeplanwealth.com. You don't have to go it alone figuring out Social Security or anything else in your retirement plan. We're here to help you out. We also have links posted in the show notes, so you can just click there or, again, find us at lifeplanwealth.com.
Thanks for listening to Michigan's Retirement Coach with Mike Douglas. To learn more, visit lifeplanwealth.com. Michael Douglas is an investment advisor representative of Stewards Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Michael Douglas is licensed in your state, please call 517-323-7526. Stewards Wealth Planning, LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Michael B. Douglas, NPN number 965-0939.